Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
I went and purchased tickets for the Buccaneers game against the Bears.
Could
get some nights on the 24th, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, because we play Thursday night football this week, and then the home game after is at Ray J, and it's a 4:25 start. So I'm trying to get my girls into the game, and my daughter, you weren't here yesterday. I was talking about Brielle when we were walking in, and I was trying to get him to do the yo ho ho, it's the Pirates life for me. And she was looking at me like, Daddy, you're just too into this. You need boys.
She said that?
She told me, you need boys. Aww. And I was like, no, I don't. I mean, this is about you, not now, but you being the 23, 25-year-old girl that some dude is going to take you to a football game. Mm. And you going to show him that, hey, I've been here before. Right. My dad has started this whole thing with me.
I know about this.
So, you know, she kind of understood that, but still was a rebel on it. But Kaylin was like, all right, so explain to me about this down and distance thing.
Oh, good.
So she wanted to know, like, four downs to get 10 yards. You know, blah, blah, blah. So she was, like, interested in it.
She was catching on.
Brielle was pretty much just interested in them loaded nachos.
Yep. And air conditioning.
That's fun, too.
And air conditioning.
She was dying
outside. Once she figured
out
that the Hyundai Club had air, oh, my God, it was hard to get her out of there. She's like, why are we not watching the game up here? And I'm like, because we got seats closer to the field. She's like, but it's the sun.
The club seats are nice,
like, she didn't like it. But I'm telling you. So, again, 4:25 game.
Yeah.
Ends like, you know, it ends at, like, 8. You know what I'm saying? Like 7:30, 8, and then getting out of the crowd or whatever. So I'm like,
just leave a little early with them. Or, you don't have to stay for the entire game.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not crazy. I'm a fan of leaving just a little bit early. That way you're not stuck in traffic.
You can be home on time. $300-$400 for a ticket. You don't leave early.
Sometimes you do. Especially if it's a blowout or something.
All that thing.
Nah. Yeah, you can't plan on leaving early because you don't know how tight of a game it's going to be.
I do, and I love it. I do. Unless I'm on vacation or something where I'll stay for the whole thing. No way. I got work the next
day. It's the worst feeling ever because, I mean, Sunday, you know, we were ahead and there was no way for them to get, you know, back. I mean, because they were asking. They're like, Daddy, is there a way for them to come back? I'm like, it would take a miracle.
Right.
And so it was like 5 minutes left. I think Blaine Gabbert came in.
Yeah, he did.
And everybody started, like, dipping. And I hate it. And anytime you're the home team and you see your people, like, you should ride them out. When they leave the field, they should leave the field to the crowd still cheering for them.
Orlando, you ever been stuck in Bucks traffic and everybody trying to get the hell out of there?
I've lived here for 23 years.
That sucks.
I mean, I've been stuck in that traffic.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, as a I don't know if Donovan's still going to make it because they are on a short week this week, so they're playing on Thursday. Mm. But that was one of the things. Like, I mean, does it affect you when you looking out there and you see the crowd is walking out? I mean, even though you got the win, and win, the W is important.
Yes.
But, dog, like, I just hate the fact that we are just so like, oh, it's too hot, I can't stand. Other cities where they painting their body and it's in 30-degree weather and all this other stuff. Like, I mean, come on.
So even once, like, the starters got pulled and it's like people that we don't necessarily know. Like, I don't really know that guy.
Listen, it was a tight end that caught the ball. I'm like, I didn't even know he was on. But I'm saying, like, if you still want to make sure that you're supporting your squad, like, when they run off, they shouldn't be looking up there. People like, oh, well, I love you guys, but I'm sorry I got to beat this traffic. Like, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. You ain't nowhere. You just run into the bar early. You just run into the exit party early. Ain't no way you gotta go.
You don't leave anything early ever.
Not a football game.
Okay.
A football game. I mean, a sports event.
Events you'll stay for.
I'll stay for that. I want to make sure that you cheer on the team. They're going to give you their best on the ice or on the field.
Yeah.
Why not, like, wait to give them their best when they leave it? Like, don't be, like, dipping out early.
It's the best when I'm in no traffic.
That's janky.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of that.
You know what? I'm guilty of leaving Wild Splash early. I do. It'll be that last act. And I'm like, oh, yo, he's probably got, like, 3 or 4 songs left because most of the time, traditionally, I've had to go to Tampa to like DJ, and that bridge on the causeway.
Oh, that's
miss me with different.
Well, that's different because you are dipping out because you
got
to go across.
I got somewhere to go.
Yeah.
I thought you were bringing up something sensitive. Orlando's like, I know you left early.
No, I mean, I know he leaves early, but it's like because he's got to get to the after party or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, but like leaving early, I think is like so disrespectful, and it's almost as disrespectful. I will tell you this, almost as disrespectful as the people who come to the game
yeah.
and go directly down to the pirate ship and just hang out down there and drink.
Why are you hating on all the things that I love to do?
Because you're not watching the game.
I need to drink first, and then I'll go to the game.
I see, like, hundreds of people down there, and when something happens on the field, they're like, wait, what happened? What happened?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, that is so janky.
Someone just texted and said, Orlando ain't say that when Winston was playing.
That was a much different situation. Like, you just kind of got to leave before that 60-yard yeah. interception happens. It's a much different thing. Don't be judgy.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.